Proclamation number 3274, dated the September 28, 1944. Calling. Preparation. Renunciation. The task you have to accomplish will require all your strength. Therefore, you will be led through trials which are intended to strengthen you for this task. For only when you have overcome yourselves completely, when you have detached yourselves from everything dear to you on earth, will you become absorbed in your work for the kingdom of God. And you are assigned to accomplish this work. Consequently, do not let yourselves be misled or distracted by worldly events. Work diligently and hand all your earthly worries over to the Father in heaven, who will remove them from you as soon as you work for Him. God expects a lot from you, but He also gives you infinitely much. He expects you to renounce everything that delights your senses, but He will give you what makes your soul happy. He takes earthly possessions away from you and bestows upon you spiritual wealth, which makes up for all worldly possessions. And you must thank Him for every gift, because it is offered to you by His love. Yet even earthly suffering is a gift of love from God as soon as it matures your soul. For the task you are to accomplish requires undivided dedication, because it is spiritual work which does not tolerate earthly hindrances. But then it is delectable. It delights the giver as well as the recipient. The point in time when a general breakdown will occur is drawing ever closer, and good for the one who releases himself from earthly goods before they are forcibly taken from him, for his spirit can freely develop and occupy itself with things of eternal value. His life on earth will not last forever. Yet what he takes over into the spiritual kingdom can be permanent and subsequently make him infinitely happy. But he will only attain it on earth if he relinquishes what belongs on earth. For this reason, God will take the latter away from you, if he has called you to work for him. You must feel your calling within yourselves as soon as you hear his voice. As soon as you receive His word and are deemed worthy of the great grace of being instructed by Him directly. The conveyance of spiritual gifts should be your proof that God has chosen you to work for Him. And if you realize this, then you must humbly accept everything from His hand, for everything that comes upon you is necessary and determined by His wisdom. Then you will also feel yourselves called. You will feel yourselves as His servants and receive the instructions of your Lord. Let Him reign alone, for His way will benefit your souls, and don't resist Him if He draws you to Himself, but follow His call instead. Work for His kingdom and don't worry how you will survive on earth. God will always find ways and means if you humans need something, but you cannot protect yourselves from earthly worries if God Himself deems them necessary for you. If He needs you as servants, as laborers for His kingdom, He must first make you capable of it, and for this He uses different means. And the fact that you are meant to work for Him is proven to you every day as His gift of grace flows to you, which teaches you to become His fighters, because He needs you during the last days. Therefore, wait patiently and don't fail. Be tirelessly active and trustingly hand yourselves over to divine guidance, and you will accomplish your task on earth. You will be valiant fighters in the final battle, as it is His will. Amen.